A lot of work is taking place across Alabama through the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. Diane Guthrie, State Conservation Engineer for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, explains what that entails.
What that entails is the protection of our watershed from sediment loading and helps protect the water quality of our watersheds.
She says a lot of EWP work was done after storms which hit the state.
My experience was based upon the floods and the tornadoes that happened this past spring. There was a lot of tornadoes up north, and that entailed cleaning out streams and creeks with wood debris. And in the south, it entailed a lot of erosional issues that were incurred due to the floods, re-blockage of bridges, et cetera, and so on.
Diane says there are two types of categories that EWP falls into.
Exigent and non-exigent. The exigent programs is that which is immediately life-threatening to the environment, life, or property. What that entails is the action be conducted in a relatively short time frame, and all of those projects have been completed, or relatively completed. The construction has been done. We're just in process of payout. The other projects, the non-exigent projects, are put on what's called the national wait list, and those projects are pending funding by congressional appropriation.
Learn more about EWP and any projects that may have been conducted in your area by contacting your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.